It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday Morning Flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind their first responders. Well, on a St. Patrick's Day, there's not many real country tunes that include not Irish flute, but bagpipes. See? We've already played one of them, Garth Brooks's Ireland. And the other one of notes to the year
1988.
And this one, still the biggest song he ever had.
He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Oh, the legendary Mercurial Steve Earle. Copperhead Road. Written and recorded by him. Released in 1988, which we'll get to that year in Steve Earle's life here coming up briefly in a minute. But it was the first single and title track from his third studio album, also called Copperhead Road. Song hit number 10 on the charts, but it was on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart. It never, ever appeared on the country music chart.
What?
Yet country music's about the only ones that still play it anymore. Certainly we do here at Hank. It's certainly his highest peaking song ever on any chart. Steve Earle, born in Virginia, but his dad was an air traffic controller. So they moved down to Texas, San Antonio, before his second birthday. So he grew up there in Central Texas. Was really a guitar savant. Started learning at the age of 11 and pretty much was already winning contests and everything around 13.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and then he ran away from home at 14 to search for his idol. No, he went on a pilgrimage for the great Townes Van Zandt. He kind of also wanted to follow the Bob Dylan mold of life. Tried to get to New York and Greenwich Village, but as far as he got was Music City, Nashville. And it was there that he met Townes Van Zandt and said, "Hey, I want to write songs for you." Townes said, "Cool." And that's how, really, he got into the business. Came out with his first album, Guitar Town, in 1986. And then an interesting, pretty much, life. In fact, as this song was pretty much coming out, he started off 1988 spending New Year's Day in a Dallas jail. He was charged with assaulting a policeman at the time.
Dear.
Then subsequently had to deal with various legal and business issues. And at one point had a message on his answering machine said, "This is Steve. I'm probably out doing all sorts of bad things and getting in fights with cops." That's edited heavily, by the way. "But I'm old and I tire easily, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you." He also married his fifth wife around this time in 1988.
Congratulations. It's gonna be her.
By the way, the Copperhead Road is actually a real road out there in East Tennessee where moonshine was made, and still to this day is a pretty dicey proposition to get down, from what I understand. So, nonetheless, with a very colorful life and history and music catalog, in 2023, the Tennessee General Assembly recognized this song as the 11th official state song of Tennessee. So, with bagpipes, pipe it, Steve Earle. Let's do some Copperhead Road.
Yeah.